Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Introducing Game Theory, a Graphic Guide by Ivan Pastine and Tuvana Pastine, illustrated by Tom Humberstone, is an introductory non-fiction guide to strategic decision-making. It explains game theory as the study of situations in which the result of one choice depends on the choices made by others. Rather than presenting the subject as a branch of abstract mathematics, the book uses the graphic guides format to connect formal ideas with recognizable social, economic, political, and biological examples. Its purpose is to show why people and institutions sometimes cooperate, sometimes compete, and sometimes appear to behave unpredictably when their interests overlap or conflict. The book is aimed at readers who want a clear first encounter with game theory without committing to a technical textbook. It introduces core concepts through concise explanation and visual presentation, making the material accessible while preserving the central logic of strategic interaction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic choice as interdependent decision-making. A central idea in introducing game theory is that many decisions cannot be understood by looking at one person in isolation. In strategic situations, each participant must consider not only personal preferences, but also what others are likely to do. This changes the nature of rational action. A decision that looks best on its own may become poor if another player responds in a particular way, while a seemingly cautious move may be rational if it anticipates a rival response. The book presents game theory as a language for describing this interdependence. It helps readers distinguish ordinary choice from strategic choice by focusing on mutual expectations. This perspective is useful because it explains why outcomes can be surprising even when individuals are acting sensibly from their own standpoint. The graphic format supports this point by making relationships between players, choices, and consequences easier to follow. The result is an accessible account of why strategy begins with recognizing that other decision makers are also reasoning, adapting, and anticipating. Secondly, conflict and cooperation as outcomes of incentives. The book gives particular attention to the tension between cooperation and conflict. Game theory does not assume that people always fight or always collaborate. Instead, it examines how incentives shape behavior when individual and collective interests do not perfectly align. In many strategic settings, each participant may benefit from cooperation if everyone else also cooperates, yet may have a private reason to defect, compete, or act aggressively. This framework explains why mutually beneficial outcomes can fail to emerge, and why stable cooperation often requires trust, repetition, credible commitments, or changed incentives. The guide uses this logic to connect everyday social behavior with larger problems in business and politics. It encourages readers to see cooperation not simply as a moral preference, but as a strategic achievement that depends on the structure of choices. This is one of the most practical lessons in the book. It shows that conflict often arises not from irrationality alone, but from situations where rational responses to incentives produce collectively undesirable results. Thirdly, incomplete information and the limits of prediction. Introducing game theory also addresses why strategic behavior can appear uncertain or random. In real situations, players rarely know everything about the motives, options, or beliefs of others. Incomplete information changes decision-making because each participant must act under uncertainty about what others want, what they know, and how they will respond. This helps explain bluffing, hesitation, mixed behavior, and strategic ambiguity. The book presents this issue in an introductory way rather than through advanced mathematical formalism, but the underlying point is important. Rationality does not always produce a single obvious action when information is limited. A player may keep options hidden, vary behavior, or choose a less direct course because predictability can be exploited. This theme broadens the reader's understanding of game theory beyond simple win-lose contests. It shows why prediction in social life, markets, and politics is often difficult, even when participants are purposeful. The guide, therefore, treats uncertainty as a structural feature of strategic interaction, not merely as a failure of analysis. Fourthly, applications across business, politics, society, and biology. One reason the book is positioned as a broad introduction is its range of applications. It presents game theory as a tool for understanding behavior in business strategy, social relationships, global politics, evolutionary biology, and environmental cooperation. This breadth matters because the same strategic structures can appear in very different settings. A firm considering an aggressive market move, governments negotiating over international problems, individuals deciding whether to trust one another, and organisms competing or cooperating in evolutionary contexts may all face interdependent incentives. The guide does not require readers to master each discipline. Instead, it shows how a common analytical framework can travel across them. This makes game theory less like a narrow economic technique and more like a way of identifying patterns in conflict, bargaining, coordination, and cooperation. The cross-disciplinary approach is especially valuable for beginners because it demonstrates relevance before technical detail. Readers can see that the subject is not confined to games in the ordinary sense, but applies wherever outcomes depend on interactive choices. Lastly, visual explanation as a substitute for heavy formalism. The graphic guide format is not merely decorative, it shapes how the subject is taught. Game theory can quickly become technical when presented through equations, matrices, and formal proofs. Introducing game theory reduces that barrier by using concise prose and illustrations to emphasize relationships, incentives, and consequences. Visual storytelling helps clarify abstract ideas such as strategic dependence, conflict between individual and group interests, and uncertainty about other players. This makes the book especially suitable for readers who want conceptual orientation before mathematical depth. The trade-off is that the format necessarily limits the amount of technical development. Readers seeking advanced treatment of equilibrium concepts, formal models, or mathematical proofs will need a more detailed textbook. However, the strength of this guide lies in its ability to make the basic logic memorable and usable. It gives readers a structured mental map of the field, helping them recognize strategic situations and understand why formal game theory has become influential across economics, political science, sociology, psychology, and biology. In conclusion, introducing game theory, a graphic guide, is best suited to readers who want a clear, compact entry point into strategic thinking. Students approaching economics, political science, business, sociology, or evolutionary theory may find it useful as a conceptual primer before moving to more formal texts. General readers can also benefit because the book links game theory to familiar problems such as cooperation, competition, negotiation, and collective action. Its practical value lies in helping readers identify when outcomes depend on mutual expectations rather than isolated preferences. Intellectually, it encourages a more precise way of thinking about why reasonable individuals or institutions can produce conflict, stalemate, or fragile cooperation. Compared with many introductions to game theory, the book stands out through its graphic format and cross-disciplinary emphasis. It does not compete with technical textbooks on mathematical depth, and it should not be read as a complete academic treatment. Its strength is accessibility without abandoning the core logic of the subject. By combining economical explanation with illustration, it lowers the entry barrier to a field that often appears abstract. For readers seeking an approachable but serious overview of strategic interaction, it occupies a useful middle ground between popular explanation and formal study. If you would like to support Ivan Pastine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!